What's the response been so far for the online classes?
Not what we need it to be, but pretty good. I mean, we had no idea. Of course, this is brand new to us. No idea. So, I mean, it's been steady. Every day we add, you know, more kids and more kids. So we're getting there. It's just, we're used to that, you know, okay, I'm sold out in 2 hours. We're done. So, and people just have a lot of questions about it, and rightfully so, because they just finished all that NTI business. So they're like, we don't want our kids sitting in front of the screen all day, and we don't want this to be like school, and we don't want. So we've tried really hard to make it, part of it are Zoom meetings, and they're at particular times, and then part of it is through pre-recorded videos that the children will do kind of on their own time during the day, and then they'll meet back in the afternoon on one of the Zoom sessions and talk about what they did and show what they made, and I don't, you know, whatever the activity is. That way they can kind of break it up during that day, do it on their own time. We've tried to make it things that mom and dad don't have to really oversee and help with, you know. So we've just tried to be really mindful of all those things, and make it still make it really fun and not feel like school. So we'll see how it goes. But we, man, I've got some creative people. They are doing some good stuff and coming up with some really good ideas and getting the kids up, moving around and doing different things. So I think it'll be good. I really do. It's just that unknown, you know, trying to do things. We've never done this before. So.
Well, tell me about the different classes that you're offering and maybe why you chose those classes.
Right. We are offered 8 different classes. One of them is Frozen, which are, had we done typical summer camp, the theme would have been Frozen. So we decided to stick with that because some of the children were already so excited about it. So that camp is the only one that's 2 weeks. Even online, we're still keeping it at 2 weeks. And it mostly resembles what our typical in-person camp would have been, minus the performance, of course. So there's that camp. There is Princess University, where they're going to do, oh my goodness, she's got pages and pages of ideas that she's going to do. And they're going to do some, every camp has some acting, has an acting element to try to, you know, to, of course, tie it into the theater. Then as well as she's doing an etiquette class, and they're going to have a tea party and just some really fun things. And then we're following up that week with Pirates of Playhouse. So same kind of idea. They're going to be doing all kind of treasure hunts and some acting and some making, you know, talk about costuming and what can you use at home to make a pirate costume and make a hook and all kinds of things. So that's the second one. And then we're doing one called Thinking About Theater. And it is, it's a little more just simply focused on the acting kind of stuff. And we think we have a special guest coming on for that one to talk to the kids one day. So that'll be really cool. So that one's the one that has the least amount of activity kind of things. I mean, they're gonna be memorizing monologues and doing things like that more along in the acting vein. Then after that is a wizarding experience, which has been extremely popular. and it's actually divided by age groups. It's one of the only ones that we divided by age groups. So it'll be, you know, geared to particular grades. And they're doing all kind of magic and potions and spells and all those kinds of things, as well as making a wand and I don't know what all. Their shopping list. I got the shopping list of things they need. It's pretty crazy. So I'm not sure what all that's going to be. And those are the camps that are in June, except Frozen actually is in July. And then the other camps in July, one is Puppets 101, where they're going to make several different kinds of puppets and learn how to use them and do a little puppet show kind of things, which is really cool. I've seen some of the puppets they're going to be making and they're awesome. A music class. And they are going to be doing some different types of music, different kinds of instruments, but they're also going to be doing some drumming, which sounds really fun. Then we'll be doing the makeup class, which is, it's called Glamour and Gore. So they're going to do some pretty things, and then they're going to do some, you know, big old scars and wounds and things that kids love to do. And then all kinds of things in between. They're going to learn how to do old age and animals and different kind of characters, different kind of fantasy creatures, and just they're going to get a lot. And then they, in that one, they get their own makeup kit. So get ready at your house. It's going to be fun.
Will each class have an individual instructor, or will there be several for some of the classes?
Each class will have an instructor that's with the kids every day. And then I think most of them are planning to bring in guests for certain days or for certain activities. So in the main instructor for each class will be the person at the Zoom sessions, because we wanted, that's part of what camp is, building those relationships. And so we wanted to keep that. So it will have, they will have a dedicated person, and then they'll get to enjoy lots of other people during the week as well.
How much experience does anybody involved with the Playhouse have with online instruction?
Not much. We're all kind of learning. Parents, of course, through all of the school activities, they're kind of our go-to people now. How does this work? How can we best do this? But really, I mean, everybody's gotten more and more comfortable, of course. And we've talked to several other theaters and learned from them what worked for them and what didn't. And so we've just tried to talk to people who do know how to make these things work and how to best do it. So I think we're okay. I think we're going to be all right. The videos will be coming via Google Classroom, which seemed to be a platform that most everybody was familiar with now. We thought that was the simplest thing. So we intend to use that. I also wanted to say that every camp gets a camp box. So they will pick, before camp starts, before their week of camp, they'll pick up a box, and inside the box will be a bag for each day. And you can't open your bag until that morning of camp during your Zoom meeting. And then inside that bag will be all the things that they need for that day's activities. So I think that's pretty cool and fun, and gives you something to look forward to every morning, is to open that bag of surprises and see what's in there. So I think that's cool.
You've got all the information up at Playhouse in the Park. Is there any information anybody would need to know that they can't get either from this conversation or from going to Playhouse Murray?
I think we've got everything there, and that you and I have covered everything. Certainly, if you have questions, you can call me at the theater. Shoot me an email either way, and I will be glad to get back to you. But I think this answers most of the questions that people have had for me. We've tried to cover. So I think that this is going to be most of the information that they need.
Generally, when I've talked to people involved with arts organizations over the past few months, there's been this realization, the quote that I get is, we're going to be the last industry to come back. Playhouse, of course, does have a history of doing some outdoor work, which a lot of playhouses can't do. So I wonder if you've given any thought to what the short or long-term future of actual live performance will be.
Yeah, I lay awake every night thinking about that. And you're exactly right on a couple of your points. We do think it'll be a while before we're back in the theater, just because of what we do and the space we do it in. So in trying to think about that, we are thinking about some outdoor things, and hopefully we'll have some information even as early as next week as to some things that we're hoping to put into play. Of course, we have to wait also on the park for their opening, day and all of those kind of things. And they're working really hard to get all that worked out. So that's one thing that we're waiting on, is just, we're working with them, trying to see what that looks like, and then how do we fit in to that. And I've had conversations with the health department. You know, we want to be safe. We want to do this right. So we don't want to get in a hurry, but of course we're anxious to get back to doing what we do. And these are, you know, they're hard days when you have zero revenue that you're generating. It'll keep you awake at night.